Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, check, 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 check. Hey. Hello.
Check.
Jerky man.
Check, check.
Check, check, check.
I'm
one,
hungry,
two.
Bro.
Hey, same.
Sopnin! You're listening to Sopnin Podcast.
Sopnin!
Sopnin!
You're listening to episode 51. Oof. That's 5 followed by 1. 51. Of Sopnin Podcast with myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend slash SoundCloud rapper, Mo Rich, a.k.a. Morgan Richards.
It's me, Morgan Richards, but if my name wasn't Morgan and was, James Dean, for example.
No!
This episode would be Audrey Hepburn.
Right, from now on, Sean, right, this is a note for Sean, right? As soon as you say Sapnin and then the episode, remember that this prick is going to try and fucking do one of these stupid puns.
That one was good, though. I enjoyed that.
I was so angry and let down by myself for not knowing it was coming that I didn't even hear it. So part of me is glad, but also I will have to listen back to this. So
but anyway, let's cheers to this episode 51 of Sapnin Podcast, and I'm very happy with this week's guests.
Oh no, I'm very happy with this week's guests. You said I'm very happy and I much
just because of
the
these
mic.
Puns.
I'm not.
Well, if you can't hang, Sean, then there's the door. Follow them, follow them.
I quit. I'm not doing any more of this now. Go on. No, carry on.
No, go on.
No. I'm not doing any more. If you're going to keep going,
done for this is the last one of today's episode, okay? That's it. There's no more now for this episode.
But the problem is, I'm not overly up on all of Sleeping with Sirens song titles, so I don't know if you're doing any more. So if you say a peculiar sentence, I'm going to beat you to death this microphone. And we've only got 4 of them, so don't let me waste one of these caving you red in.
Anyway, episode 51.
Yes.
Sleeping with Sirens.
Yes.
Our guest this week.
Yes, we were absolutely honoured to be invited to Bristol. We entered the wicked rock venue, SWX, to speak with Kellen and Nick from the band.
Yes, Kellen Quinn and Nick Martin from Orlando, Florida's Seeing Defying Sweethearts.
You've got that written down, haven't you?
That bit did, yeah.
I was going to say, that haven't flung from you like fucking poetry. But it was nice, though.
It was nice.
Yeah,
I was trying to be nice.
It was like the chat we had with the boys. It was
very nice.
Very nice. Lovely guys. Thank you very much again to Kellen and Nick for your time and for your crew for being so cool. And again, as always, Ailey Connolly.
Yes.
Superstar.
Thanks for sorting everything out and having us there. Yeah, it was great chat we got with them backstage of the Bristol date of their UK tour. And we open up about a host of different topics, including their new studio album, How It Feels to Be Lost, which I've been listening to a lot over the last couple of months. Really like it. It gets really dark in places. Kelling's brought the screaming back. So I'm going to talk to him all about that.
Yep.
Nick's songwriting. Crazy things we maybe not expect them to be into in their downtime.
Yep.
Plans they've got coming up for 2020 and some mutual friends of yours, Sean.
Yes, yes, we've got mutual friends indeed. I forgot to mention one mutual friend that we have, which I should have. And I know he listens every week, so he'd be gutted that we didn't mention him in this. But very sorry to Vic Fuentes of Pierce the Veil. I forgot to mention you and Kellen doing the song King for a Day together. So,
and that was pretty big, so we should have thought of that.
Oh,
really,
should but have, yeah.
But at least it gives us this moment now.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, the professional in me should have done some homework, but you know me and my ADHD. It was having none of it. I was too furious about the traffic on the way there.
It's true,
so,
yeah.
Sorry to Vic for not mentioning you, but you are getting this mention now, so...
So, hi.
Not sorry.
And obviously you're listening, so come on the podcast when you're back over here, yeah?
Oh,
sorted.
If Vic Fuentes from Pierce the Veil doesn't come on this podcast, I will find him. And I will punch him to death. Well, not, maybe not to death.
I was going to say, that's a bit full on, like...
Yeah, just close to it, though.
Okay. We could hug him to... To death? No, it's still
punch.
Death, isn't it?
No, I'm still going to punch him.
Okay, fine. I was just trying to be nicer, but...
No, I don't need to be nicer.
We've got another mutual friend that we do talk
yes,
about.
Yes, yes, I do. Matt Good from First to Last.
Yes.
He produced some of Kellen's and Sleep With Sirens' work, and he is a fantastic producer, as well as a beautiful human, a great singer, a great frontman, a terrific guitarist, and an all-round dude. So,
nice.
Shout out to Matt Good. Again, obviously listens every week because he's not mental. If you know someone who doesn't listen, tell him to sort it out, for God's sake.
And obviously, as Matt is listening, wouldn't mind him on the podcast either.
Also, we would like Matt Good this podcast. So, come over here, Matt. Bring From First to Last over here again.
Yeah.
If you got to, get that sunny lad who nobody's ever heard of. What's his name? Skilly? Skinex? Kleenex? Sklinex? He's named after some sort of wank operator. I'm sure he is. Sklinex. Whatever his name is.
Skrillex.
Is it?
I don't know. I might be wrong.
All right. Well, whatever.
Okay.
That guy who makes those Godzilla dinosaur noises over drum beats. Get him back in the band. Come on the podcast. Let's have a chat.
Yes. And of course, as I mentioned, we get into loads of great things, but it also gives us a lot of advice on what he... gives to younger bands and stuff, yes, as well, and a foundation he's set up. So make sure you listen to the whole episode,
yes,
to find out all those lovely details.
Yes, that was very, very interesting.
I've
not heard of a band do that, but I also like the idea of it. So,
yeah, so hopefully a lot more can
listen in.
There's
some very, very good information for younger bands and for such.
Yes, well, I'm very happy that we have this band on, because I think they were a massive part of that scene, and for a lot of people maybe listening growing up, and definitely like on all the TV channels, and so it's great to have Sleeping With Sirens join us.
Oh, absolutely lovely. Thank you very much again to them for their time and for being sweethearts to us. They could have been horrible.
But they weren't. So that's nice.
Cheers, ears.
Yes. But before we go into that, Sean, we've got a couple of things we need to talk about. Something that's very exciting, because your band Raiders have just made an announcement.
Yes, we have. We're splitting up.
Oh, that's not the announcement I heard.
Oh, no, we haven't announced that yet. Oh, no. Not yesterday, Thursday, November the 14th at 6 p.m, we announced that Raiders are going on our first ever tour, which is more than two dates in a row.
No way. More than two?
Yep. And the last time we did two in a row, I nearly died. So this is seven gigs in total. Is that one? Seven. Yep. Did my quick count in. And so Raiders are going on tour with a band called Cutting Teeth from up north of England, obviously.
Okay.
And awesome band. Cutting Teeth and Raiders are going on tour through January and February. 27th of January, we play Newcastle, Head of Steam. So nobody tweeted me, come to Newcastle.
Have you started the tour with that date on purpose, because we won't get those tweets?
No, we haven't, but we should. 28th of January, we play Manchester, Star and Garter. 29th of January, which is exactly a month after my birthday, I'm playing in Hull, O'Reilly's. So that kind of tells you how bad my birthday probably is. 30th of January, we play Newport in Le Pub. 31st of January, we play Carmarthen, the Golden Lion. 1st of February, we play Bridgewater Cobblestones. Great time there. 2nd of February, we play 229, the venue in London. And this is all part of Independent Venue Week, which is a week that supports Do I need to say it again?
Your local venues, really.
And independent venues.
Yeah. And the scene that surrounds them.
Yes. So please come on down to those. If you can't make them, I hate you and I never want you to come to another show ever again.
Check out Raiders Band UK on Instagram and Twitter for all those tour dates and links to buy your tickets now.
Nice. And also check out Facebook, because we've got a Facebook too.
You do.
Raiders Band UK. If you want to listen to us online on Spotify or Apple or any of that bollocks, search Raiders and then put a space and then write the letters UK.
Nice. I'm excited for you. You're going to be going out on these shows. But,
yes, I can't wait. Oh, we've got another show announced as well, haven't we?
You have. I'm not in Raiders.
Oh, yeah. So December 21st, our friends in Bristol-based band Raptors are putting on a Christmas shindig on Thekla, which is a boat.
On the boat.
Don't ever do that again.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so we're playing Thekla in Bristol, which is a boat. I've never done a gig on a boat. Have I done a gig on a boat? I don't think I've done a gig on a boat, so this will be me popping my boat gig cherry. And
it's just hope that it doesn't sink.
Oh, well, that's a good thought. Great. So December 21st is an all-day with Raptors headlining. Also, The Well Runs Red is playing, who's a trap metal rocker, hip-hop fella. Raptors, I've said them. Idiom, Raiders.
My friend Kirsty Marie.
Your friend Kirsty Marie.
She's be opening with the acoustic performance.
Nice. And yeah, there's a load of other bands. So it runs from 12 till 11, I guess. And then after it, I'm DJing the night as well at a place called You're So Emo at Basement 45.
Woo!
So there's a lot going on.
There's a lot to take in. A lot of partying, a lot of gigs, a lot of podcasts, a lot of life.
Yes, so if you'd like to check out Raiders Band, at Raiders Band UK, again, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. All our details and show stuff will be up there, so please check it out.
Cool, but enough about you. Let's get back to this podcast, shall we? If you like this podcast and you've enjoyed 51 episodes that we have done, I can't believe we've gotten this far. Next week
go on.
Is our first year anniversary.
Unbelievable.
We're turning one years old.
We are one. Get the nappies out. So we are one.
This is our pre-birthday.
Yeah, this is the week running up to our birthday. So we've got a week till our birthday. So if you want to send us presents, send them to Morgan's House, Cardiff.
Yes, and they'll definitely get to me.
CF69 MHR.
Nice.
Don't send any packages to any of that address because it will not get to us.
But tell you what they can do instead.
What?
They can go and visit patreon.com/sapnin and check out all the exclusive tiers, rewards and bonuses they can get and become a part of our Sapnin podcast community.
That was an excellent segue.
Thank you very much.
I love that. Yeah. It's our birthday. We are 1 year old. I know we act it, but actually the podcast will be one next week. Like Morgan said, if you want to get us a present, don't. Just go to the Patreon, make your own custom tier, and give us hundreds, if not millions of pounds.
Or just a cup of coffee, and anything that you do give us goes back into making this podcast bigger and better than ever before and getting your favourite guests to tell incredible stories about their life.
Yes, yes it does. So again, patreon.com/sapnin, patreon.com/sapnin.
And because it is on the run up to Christmas, we're going to be doing a very special get-together with our patrons, and it might get a little bit out of hand. So if you want to make your new best friends, celebrate Christmas in style and with us, then check it out as well.
Yes, patreon.com/sapnin, check it out.
Ho, ho, ho.
We're all buddies. Ho, ho, ho.
Sweet. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, Sean, before we have the wonderful Kellen Quinn and Nick from Sleeping With Sirens talk all things about their band and life?
Morgan? No.
Well then, let's get on with it.
Sapnin.
Sapnin.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sapnin'!
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 Yes! Right in there.
Yes.
Of course, our guests this week are the wonderful Kelling and Nick of Sleeping With Sirens.
Woo! Thank you. Woo! Yes, Sapnin'!
Yes!
They got it. They're going to make it their own.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
Doing fucking great. Just a couple days in the UK, and it feels good to be back. I fucking love it here.
Same.
I love it here.
I don't feel as jet lagged today.
Yeah, I feel so a lot better that. Today. Yeah.
You wait. There'll be another 2 hours now and it'll go, oh, no.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yesterday I was like on the moving walkway at the airport, dude, the whole day just gliding.
Never stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, I had jet lag so bad in Japan once that I thought there was an earthquake. I went, oh, boys. And they went, whoa. And I was like, earthquake. And they were like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, I think I need to go to bed. It was dreadful. But you played Norwich last night.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, UK tour. It sounds like it's just being hectic and nonstop for you guys lately. Just on the road. You just come off with a co-headline of Bring Me as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drag Support. Don't take co-headlining. They'll get mad at you.
Okay. Sorry,
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No, it was cool, man. It was a lot of fun. We love being able to like direct support.
I feel like there's less pressure on us.
Yeah. That's not the reason why I like it.
Why do you like it, Kellen?
I just like making people follow what we do, dude.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun. It's fun to go up there and just like kick the door. It's hard to be a headliner and have other bands go before you because the crowd's a bit tired. So I like being able to go up there and kick the door down. And
we did just that.
That's exactly my feeling. Sometimes I prefer to support just for the idea of stealing fans and the show. Like, if you go on and, like, no, and people might not have heard of you, and then by the end of it, Jesus Christ, they stole the show.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. You know, we have a good time headlining, too. I think we get to play more of our catalog and stuff like that and do things that, you know, we wouldn't normally be able to do. But
I think we like the challenge.
Dude, we love the challenge. We definitely felt that challenge on the Rise Against tour.
Absolutely.
You're talking about trying to win over some people. Man, that crowd was tough, dude. Yeah. It took like 3 or 4 songs, and then finally, like, the pit would open, and I'd be like, fuck, finally, dude. Yeah. So for the first, like, 2 songs, it's just the hardest looking dude, just arms crossed, just staring at you like...
A lot of punk dudes with mohawks going, nah, and then, yeah. Oh, they finished. Shit,
yeah,
I should have been into this from the start.
Yeah.
What's the toughest crowd you've played to?
Yeah, because you guys have played with all sorts of bands over the years, really.
Toughest crowd. That's a tough one.
I don't know. I think that sometimes Germany gets a little bit weird. Because I feel like kids over there either like something really, really like chill or they like something really fucking heavy. And yep. if you're in the middle, they don't really fuck with you at all. yeah. And so like our last record, we had like more pop songs on there, and you know, I think they expect us to be a little bit heavier. And so they always are very honest too.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They'll be like, your last record was shit. You know what I mean?
Where did that German person come from?
But we still like you, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just like, you just kind of go, all right. It's like I'm talking to my 6-year-old, you know? Like, yeah. She's very honest too and just straightforward. So
yeah, when my band toured in Germany, we had a guy come and he was interviewing the headline band. I won't name him. But he came in and he went, so your new album, so you like it, yes? And the singer was like, yeah, of course I do. And he was like, what, really? Like, wow! I don't know what you say after that.
Yeah, and afterwards you're just like, fuck, do I like my record now?
Yeah, it's like questioning yourself.
Do you know what? He made a point. Bloody Germans.
I feel like Germany just got no chill. They just, you know.
No.
Yeah.
I find they either really love ska bands or extreme metal bands.
Yeah,
ska bands.
Okay, so there's no between.
Download. Okay, I just remembered the show that was like the hardest one. It was in Germany. We just got done doing Download, and Beartooth was on right before us. And Cameron, the guitar player, walks off stage, and they had a fucking massive crowd.
Insane show.
Cameron walks off the stage, looks at me, and he's just like a very dry, sarcastic person. He goes, "Have fun following that." And I'm like, oh, I'm watching the crowd walk out. I'm like, "Fuck, we're gonna play for like 20 kids, dude." They ended up coming back, but it was still like, it was tough, dude.
Yeah, Germany's tough.
But is it quite enjoyable for you guys to have all those different dynamics of playing shows and different audiences and stuff? Because Sleeping with Sirens has been going for 10 years now, so I'm sure it's just quite refreshing and keeps you on your feet being able to mix and just play with different bands all over the world.
It's really, really cool. Yeah, I love being able to tour with many different sounding bands, you know, like Rise Against was such a treat for us. And then also being able to do like Japan with One OK Rock was like a massive thing for us. And then touring with bands like Good Charlotte's always good, and State Champs, and then doing a tour with a band like Beartooth, like we can kind of just kind of fit in the middle. And I think that's something that works really well with us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like kind of perfect.
And it's
crossover.
Cool for other bands too. Like when, like some of these bands that are supporting us now on this bill, like normally can't play like their softer shit, but they're on tour with Sleeping with Sirens and we play acoustic songs. So it's like they can play some of their ballads and they're like, cool, we can try this song.
That's cool. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, recently, it feels like there's been this whole new energy for Sleeping with Sirens with your new record, How It Feels to Be Lost. It seems that there's a lot more kind of darker energy on there. You've really dig deep into some really personal message, as both lyrically and just some of the sounds on this record. For you, what was the kind of process for it? Because it seems that you've kind of gone left field again with the kind of vibes you're trying to portray.
I think that our biggest issue with this band is that we can kind of play like any genre of music, which is great, but you also have to kind of stick to your lane a little bit. And I think that we found our lane on this new album. You know, I was kind of saying in some of the other interviews that I was just listening to a shit ton of Deftones before we made this record. Nice. And I've always admired that band can play such lower, heavy, sludgy music, but then you have Chino who sings so pretty over it.
Yeah.
Fucking works. It's like such a cool atmospheric thing. And so that's something that I wanted to try with our band. And I remember Jack showing me this song and I was like, can you make it lower? And he's like, dude, it's already in like C. I'm like, tune it down, dude. Let's fucking go lower on it. And we did that with Leave It All Behind. We tuned it down like I think a couple times.
Well, it went down to, I think that's in drop C, but then like Kellen said, it was like go lower. It'd be like, all right, let's go to drop A. Let's go lower.
Yeah.
And we're like, all of a sudden we're playing in drop G, and I'm like, God, this is so nasty. Yeah. But like he said, but still so melodic. So we may have gone a bit left field, like you said, but at the same time, I think always what makes the band Sirens is Kellen's voice. So we could write a fucking ska song and we could make it sound like Sirens because Kellen.
There was a song that we demoed that kind of had a ska vibe to it.
Oh, it could have been massive in Germany. Yeah. One really extreme metal, one really ska one.
Oh, man.
That's for Germany. Pick one.
They would fucking love us.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that also just kind of like the mindset that I was in at the time, you know, just kind of going through some dark shit. And I think that one thing our band has learned is that it's okay to take a break and go home and just reset the gears, you know. And that's something that we're going to do after we're done touring this album cycle, is kind of go home for a little bit, reset your brain before you go in the studio. I think what we've learned is that if you go straight from the road straight into the studio, you're not capable of like really writing, you know, appropriate shit. You have to kind of like think about what you just went through and kind of like take it all in before you write about it, you know. So
yeah, you got to get out of that burnt out stage before going in, because I mean, I guess you could go in this to the studio feeling burnt and maybe something great comes out of that, but I think for the most part we learned a lot on our last album cycle is to pump the brakes when you need to pump the brakes, and you know, take some time at home like Kellen said, and reset and come in fresh to what we're trying to create, you know.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting you say that, because I noticed in a couple of other interviews and stuff you've done lately that you've actually mentioned that with the last album Gossip, after touring for it for a little bit, there was moments and stuff where you felt that these messages or the kind of things you were portraying on that record didn't feel right,
genuine,
and kind of growing into it, and that the band almost really did come to a hiatus at that point. Is it just now being able to do as much as you can, but not to burn out and have that time at home to go and rest and just really relax and get the energy back?
I think we're really supportive of each other for that. You know, I think that all of us, our main thing, like we're all best friends. So like our main thing is like everybody personally, like we just want each other to be okay, you know?
Yeah.
It gets crazy out here, dude. Like you can get fucking caught up in the circus of everything and just be like, sometimes it's, you have to come back to reality and go, oh, there's something beyond just doing music, you know, like we all have lives and stuff at home. So it's important to feed that flame too, and not just constantly, because we're the type of band that we want to keep touring, we want to keep playing shows, but we also want to like do right by our family and like see my kids grow up and spend time with our wives and stuff.
Yeah, I imagine it's hard to trying to get like the perfect balance for everything, really.
I mean, I think that's what we still strive to find, but I think that we've done a better job now in all of our lives to find that balance. Cause I think, I mean, I'll be the first person to say that, you know, the last like 3 to 4 years were pretty crazy for all of us, like emotionally, mentally, physically. And I think we had to go through all of that to figure out like, okay, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, or, I can't drink a whole bottle of Jameson and then wake up the next morning and do an interview like this. I would be, dude, I remember doing some interviews where literally, like, I don't even think I was present in my body.
It was like fish. Your head was just a fishbowl.
And then I watched an interview that 5 Seconds of Summer did, and I'm not trying to call him out, but I watched one of the dudes, I'm not going to say his name. I watched one of the dudes in the band, and he's just spacing out like this, and I'm like, I've been there, dude. That's what a bottle of Jameson the night before looks like.
I wasn't there, but Mr. Jameson was.
What's up, Kellen? Huh? Oh, shit. What? Oh, fuck. Where oh, God.
He starts speaking with like an Irish accent. Like, yeah. Who's Kellen? Mr. Jameson's taking over. No way.
But yeah, it was trying to figure, we had to go through all that to find that balance and to be able to go home and properly reset and not have it be like a detox, but you know, more of, you know, finding the balance on the road where you're still focused on home life too and your family and everything we have back at home, so that, you know, when you, what would happen is that, you know, we, like Kellen said, we get stuck in this circus of being in a band, touring, partying, whatever it is, this little insanely hectic schedule that no one back at home ever can understand, right? And then when you get home, all of a sudden you hit the brakes and you're going 150 miles an hour.
100%.
And then all of a sudden the brakes hit and you're like, oh shit, like I'm in a completely different structure now, and my everyday life is completely different at home than what it is on the road. Yeah. So it's about, at least for me now, like incorporating some of those things that I do at home and doing that on the road as well.
Okay.
It's important to find a healthy balance. Yeah, to keep a healthy balance for sure. Because it sucks to go home after going 150 miles an hour and then not be able to give 100% of yourself there.
Yeah.
Especially when they don't get that of you.
Yeah.
So exactly. You want to make sure that you go home and you're physically and mentally present.
Yep.
Yeah. What I found was, yeah, like you said, it's 150 mile an hour. As soon as you come home, you're home. And then if you're not near your bandmates, most of my friends have got like proper day jobs.
Yeah.
So I'd be home just going, right then, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And they're all like, life.
Yeah, I got shit like, to do.
What? Yeah. And they're like, I'm in work. I'm like, my work's over. Let's do stuff. And they're like, nah. And yeah. I've had friends who've gone into like big depressions because of that. Mm-hmm. And have ended up like locking themselves away in hotels, just doing drugs by themselves because they've got nobody to hang out with during the days and stuff. So, no, I completely get what you mean by coming off and then
it can get dark, you know what I mean? I
think dark.
But going back to all that, like, that's kind of what the last like 4 years were for us, was like really kind of sifting through all that and figuring it out and getting into a better place, like collectively as a band, you know, except for Ron, our sound guy. He's still probably
there. Could be a whole podcast about night adventures that we did with Ron. It could be called Ron Tales with Ron.
Ron's got a lot of stories.
Ron makes a little cock. Yeah.
that was brilliant. Oh.
We've nailed it.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but mentioning stuff like that, what kind of things at home do you like to do to relax and unwind and get away from music? Is there any like hidden hobbies people don't know about?
For me, it was playing Zelda, but now it's fucking amped me up too much. I can't beat this boss. I almost broke my fucking Switch last night, dude.
He's not joking. He literally yelled. I can hear him in the lounge of our bus going, fuck this
game.
You
have no idea how frustrating it is. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm trying to beat this boss, but you have to stock up on food because it gives you energy. And this boss is like, he's sending everything at you. He's fucking morphing to different places and throwing swords and shooting you with things and stuff. So you got to press all these buttons strategically. And you get him down to like that much, dude. And right when you get him right down there, he throws his fucking sword and it kills you. And you got to start all over again. You're like, fuck!
Yeah, the guitarist in my band, I caught him one day. He was so angry. He was playing his PSP.
Yeah.
And
that's a throwback. PSP.
Yeah, he had the Super Nintendo. No, he had the PSP in the van. And then he lost and he went, spat on his PSP. And I was like, you got to wipe that off. No? And he's like, just so angry with it. I was like, that's next level anger. I've never seen anybody.
That is some next level shit.
Abusing a console that way.
So I'm taking a break from Zelda right now.
Before you start spitting on the Switch.
Yeah. But I mean, I know for me, like, I really love I enjoy playing with my daughter right now as much as she'll like play games with me, or like she has this game called Roblox on her iPad, and it's basically just like, it's like Minecraft kind of, but there's just like so many different things you can do on it. So I play that with her like on the road and when we're at home and stuff. Yeah. So, because soon enough she's going to be old and she's not going to want anything to do with me. Oh, so I'm trying to, it's sad, but I'm trying to like take in as much as I can.
Yeah.
Nice.
For me, I'm pretty boring which I like pride myself on. Like when I'm home, I just like to spend time with my wife and like hibernate, like just watch some Netflix, or we love doing puzzles, like super like mindless relaxing shit, because on the road it's harder to find that stuff. Yeah. So
you can find puzzles on the road.
Yeah.
I'll get you a puzzle today, dude.
But yeah, I love coffee.
Imagine if we come with a fucking giant puzzle.
Oh my god, like a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Oh, we know
dude.
For next time.
That's what I do, 1,000-piece puzzles. I love it. Almost bought one today actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought about it.
He goes to Disney a lot though.
I don't
so
go
don't let him fool
I,
you.
I don't go that much. I go to Universal Studios.
You go more
a lot
than
more.
The average man.
This past year I've only gone twice.
That's more than the average man.
That's twice more than me, so I am jealous. But
I go to Universal a lot more.
There
it's
you
right
go.
Down, it's right down the street from us. I go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter quite a bit.
Best ride I've ever been on.
It's so fucking cool, right?
I don't like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with Harry Potter?
One of those people. Nah. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Don't do it. Do you like Star Wars?
For a long time. Nah.
See, you're not a sci-fi guy, dude.
No,
Harry Potter's not sci-fi.
No.
You can't go to space if you want. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to space. Harry Potter in space. All right, that'd be fucking cool.
I just written a film. Write that down. Oh, God, we don't need to write down. Jesus Christ. I forgot what was going on. Just have a conversation.
That's good.
Yeah, best ride. I went on, I queued for Harry Potter, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing this for? This is going to be rubbish.
Yeah.
Best ride I've ever been
on. It's fucking cool,
unbelievable.
Right?
Unbelievable.
It's
I genuinely
cool.
thought I was flying at one point. Yeah. I was like, they haven't really given me the power of levitation, surely. They didn't have that in there all the time.
I
what a ride.
It. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. No, and going back to the record, one thing I...
Yeah, yeah. That was such a good segue.
Yeah. So that's what I do. I just bring it back.
That's good.
But no, but going back to the record, one thing I did want to mention is I noticed that, Kellen, you've actually brought a lot more screams back on this record than maybe the last couple. But I noticed that you actually said that you only wanted to do it where it was absolutely necessary for the song, for the emotion, not just doing it for the sake of really just putting a scream in there.
I think that's what the best bands do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that that was kind of the whole point of the scream. I mean, growing up with the music that I listened to, you know, when I listened to bands like The Used and stuff, and Burt would scream and do all that, like, it was during, like, pivotal points of the song. And then I think metalcore kind of happened, and that whole birth of everything is just, like, scream on everything, you know? It was almost like a hip-hop thing is kind of what it reminded me of, really. Yeah. But yeah, I think that I wanted to bring it back just because I was going through a lot of shit in my life and I wanted to yell about it. And then you have Nick, who's got an unbelievable fucking yell on him, so I let him do some parts as well.
And I'm so angry. I'm like the angriest person ever.
Yeah.
I've lost my puzzle pieces. Get me on that stage. No! I fucking know!
Oh, so the next record is just going to be a concept of missing puzzle pieces.
Yeah, I see something there.
Yeah, and with that as well, you actually had a feature of the wonderful Badgie Madden of Good Charlotte come on the track, and you actually featured on Good Charlotte's comeback record.
Full circle.
Yeah, so that must be like a crazy experience for you guys to have worked together, because I know you've become... both bands have become really close friends over the years.
But you must have been friends with... like, you must have been, like, fans of them beforehand.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Everybody was.
Yeah. Wow, who wasn't? Yeah.
I mean, I think Benji sounds great on that River song, you know, like, with Avenged. Yeah. And that's... and when they played that in, like, Germany, the kids freaked the fuck out, dude. So I was like, great. I gotta put Benji on a heavy song again, dude. He sounds great on it.
Yeah, is it just great for you to be able to work with other artists as well? Because there's been a couple of things like that recently. I think one of the Mice and Men co-wrote one of the songs with you as well. And you've done a lot of things with John Feldman over the couple of years. And
dude, I love working with other artists. I think that it helps you become a better writer as well, you know, because just being able to sit in a room with people and see the types of lyrics they write or the types of melodies they write, you learn more about yourself. So I definitely encourage younger artists to experiment with that, you know, write with your friends and stuff, because it helps you grow. You know, you can get very stuck in what you do all the time. So.
I feel like there's like a bad air around writing with other people, and it definitely shouldn't be.
Yeah, there's a stigma, right?
Yeah. Collaboration.
There's a fine line though, because like on the record before, I did a lot of writing with other people, and it gets to the point where it's like, is this even my album anymore? You know,
You've got to find like that balance of that.
I think that having like a direction and a knowing of what you want to do, and then just be like, oh shit, you're in town, come in, let's write something. That's always the best remedy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and I believe that one of the producers on the record was one of Sean's very good friends, Matt.
Matt Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah,
first, band, from first to last.
Yeah, we took him out on tour over here, and I love him.
Me
I
too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
He's
so one
dude.
Of the first tours we ever did was with From First to Last when Sonny was out, and it was just Matt doing everything.
Yeah.
And then one of the first bands I saw in my first Warped Tour experience was From First to Last. So to come full circle and become friends with Matt, like, you know, Nick and Matt were in a band together. So being able to work with him on a producing side of things was just incredible. I love working with him. He's so dry and just sarcastic, and it's like you don't even know if he fucks with the song really until it's done, and he's like stoked on it then. Yeah. But when you're working on it, he's just a fucking mad scientist.
Yeah. His brain is wired so differently than anybody else I've ever been in a band with, or, you know, worked with as a producer. Like, his brain is so different. So when he starts working on music, at first you're like, what are you doing? Like, and it's not even like it's a bad thing, but you're just like kind of like blown away by what's going on. And then, like Kellen said, he's like very emotionless. So you're like, dude, are you digging this so far? He goes, yeah. Yeah. Like, is that like for real? Are you stoked? And then, like Kellen said, once the song is done, all of a sudden you see him banging away, and you're like, all right, he's fucking
he
into this
up,
shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets all like heavy into it. Couple funny Matt stories.
Yes.
So he loves the Rubik's Cube. He always has a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
And he always has it finished and it's always sitting next to him. So what I like to do is I like to go and fuck it all up and fuck it all up and then set it back down, and I just wait for him because I'll do it when he's not looking.
Yeah.
And he'll look down, he'll see it, and he has to immediately solve it. Like, he has to pick it up, so he'll just be sitting there like solving it, and he'll solve it.
His brain.
A few hours will go by or the next day and I'll go fuck it up again.
I wonder how many hours wasted in the studio you've had now because of that. Like how much time you
yeah, right?
We could have done three more songs if you stopped fucking it.
He's quick, dude. Yeah, he does it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. He's got to figure it out.
Another good Matt story. So he and I like finished everything, like the songs that we were working on, and we decided to treat ourselves to In-N-Out. And we went to In-N-Out Burger and we saw the drunkest dude we've ever seen in our entire lives trying to walk to his buddy's car. And gravity was just against this dude. Like, he was leaning like almost all the way like this and then balanced it up and then back to the other side. I'm like, dude, I've never seen somebody like this before. It like looked fake.
Ron, our tour manager, was pointing at himself. He's done that before.
It's crazy. And his friend was just like, you're not puking in my car. He's like, go over there in the bushes and fucking puke it out before you get in here.
Tactical spoon.
I'm like, I don't miss that.
Spoon, yeah.
Yeah, don't miss that.
And speaking of working with other artists, Kellen, you've just recently launched a kind of Dream, which is a
Dreamer. It's like a development company.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because you're kind of mentoring and working with a lot of younger and unsigned artists.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I get DM'd and hit up all the time by younger bands that basically either like ask me for advice or to feature on a song and stuff. So I started working with a couple of them and helping them just wherever it's like really needed, whether it's like, you know, can you help me write a song or can you put me in touch with somebody like as far as management or things like that. So just trying to share like the things that I've learned kind of the hard way and help them maybe take some of those obstacles out of their way and just kind of give them, it's almost like a big brother program or something like that, you know?
I like that.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there needs to be more of that. Like I was saying with the co-writing thing, it just seems to be there used to be a stigma of helping other bands out. It all just seemed to be one for all. Like,
yeah.
This,
yeah.
I'm just looking after my band. You do your band.
Which is weird because like in the hip hop community, it's like very much like open. Everyone works with everyone. But in our community, and especially within our scene, there is like this, I think it's an insecurity really.
Yeah.
I think it's just like everyone's afraid that a band is going to get bigger than them and then people are going to forget. But I love working with other artists, and I'm just all about pushing music in general forward. It works for all of us. So
I think whatever we can do to keep rock alive, you know what I mean? I think it's important for us to realize that we're all under the same umbrella. You know what I mean? We all come from the same backgrounds. We all grew up on a lot of the same bands. Like, let's like pay it forward, you know? I think it's super important for us as artists to constantly be collaborating and, you know, spreading whatever knowledge that we may have just to help others. You know what I mean? Like, we're all in this together. Let's keep rock alive.
That's a lovely sentiment.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And with that, is there any kind of advice that you guys have had over the years that really stick out to you that you kind of pass on to other bands or anything like that?
Yeah, I think for me, don't be so quick to like sign your life away. You know, I think a lot of kids think that these labels, it's almost like getting drafted to your favorite basketball or NFL team or something like that. It's like you see all the bands that you loved and they're a part of a label and like you got it in your brain like, oh, I want to be on this label or that label because of that. I think that if you can build your career on your own to the point where it's like everyone needs to sign you rather than like you're making a desperation choice, then you hold all the cards, and that's always the best thing. To be an artist that has like the control over that. What we love to do now is we love to finish a record before we're like, if we don't have a label, we love to finish a record and be able to shop it to them and say, hey, who wants to work this record, rather than like getting the money up front and having to commit to it. Cause you don't know if someone, like the only way you know if anybody fucks with your shit is if they really like the music, and then they'll push it. They'll put their time and effort into it.
Yeah.
Nice. No, that's great to hear. Because, yeah, as you said, I think a lot of people are just trying to rush everything so much this day as an age, especially with streaming everything. But,
Every young band seems to think that's the be all and end all is just being signed. And we're not living in that world anymore. It's 2019. And
yeah, you don't need that. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Yeah. And of course, you guys are going to be extremely busy now for the rest of this year in 2020, just promoting this record. But is there any little things in between we can expect or anything cool coming up in the pipeline?
We have some acoustic versions of our record coming out. I think three songs coming out soon.
And I mean, I personally, we have some B-sides that I think would be awesome to possibly see the light of day at some point. So, nice. You know, fortunately, when we did this album, there's still a lot of songs too that are available that I think that would be, you know, might be something fun to put out in the future. But
cool.
Yeah, I think that right now the pipeline is just push this record. You know, this is our right now as we speak, like, this is our first like headline tour on this record. Yeah. So I think the focus is just going to be on pushing that down people's throats, man.
Nice. Cool.
Awesome. Well,
yeah, thank you very, very much for doing this, boys.
We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. You guys are awesome. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, that's a nice touch.
That's a nice end. We normally have a weird end, don't we?
Yeah.
One of us spoils it. Let's stop it then, because we will spoil it otherwise.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
You're listening to Sappy Podcast! Yes!
Nice.
Sleeping with Sirens, episode 51 of Sapnin Podcast. I very much enjoyed that. Thank you again for them taking time out of their very busy schedule and their UK tour to talk with us. It was a great laugh.
Yes, cheers Kellen, cheers Nick, cheers Illy Connolly, and cheers to all their crew for being absolutely delightful with us. We had a great time at the event, and we stayed for the old gig, and they're all good. So thank you very much, guys, for having us. Who else played with them? Oh, the Shove Up Spam played, didn't they?
Shoops. Oh, over Pez, because they've got a V. There's a V in their name somewhere, isn't there? But they change it to the side as well. So
we should get those fuckers on one day so they can explain
that. Tell us why they've got a V in their name.
Yeah, we should give them a
maybe
chance.
I don't know. But Sleeping with Sirens, though, was a really good show. They, halfway through the set, did like a little acoustic performance and played some really like rare tracks and fan favorites, which is really good to see. The new songs sound massive live, and they're going to be touring. Well, right now they are touring Europe.
Nice.
So if you can get there, go and see them. Nice. Check out the website for all the details, because Holding Absent, South Wales' very own, are supporting, and they are going to explode in 2020. That's my prediction for the new year,
which is a more confident prediction.
It is. That's how confident I am. He's predicted about Lucas and the boys.
Holding Absent are the future of J-Rock. I don't know where we're going with it.
But while we are mentioning Sleeping with Sirens, I thought it was great Kelling and the boys have set up that Dreamer Foundation. Yes. And that he's trying to get involved with a lot more younger bands and mentoring them, and there's a couple on the website already, and he's actually featured on a couple of tracks as well, so make sure to go and check that out. And if you're in a young band, might be worth dropping a message.
Have a look at it. What's the worst that can happen? Your eyes fall out.
Yeah?
All right, well, done checking out then. What? Just in case your eyes fall out.
Up to you.
Yeah. We, if you don't mind your eyes falling out, check it out.
Right, Sapnin Podcast I'm not saying, is not their, responsible
wait, for... Yeah, if we go to their website, I'm not saying your eyes will fall out, but you said what's the worst that could happen. I just thought your eyes falling out. But that's not saying it will happen, so...
No, it's something to do with us.
No. Check out the website.
Yes, and check out Sleeping with Sirens' website for all the links to the new album and the tour dates. As I mentioned, in Europe now, massive US tour announced for January with Setter Off, who are also friends of the podcast. Sean knows them. I've met him a couple of times as well. So check them all out.
Clang.
Cling clang.
Clang. Oh, that was the name it in the floor.
Oh,
then
the name dropping was it. Months. Oh, right, okay.
It's shit dead. Yeah, carry on. Where are we going? If you'd like to suggest any guests or themes, or you have any questions for the podcast, get at us at Twitter and Instagram at SapninPod, at SAPPENINPOD.
UK, you thought you got stuck at the end of that.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Okay. That froze. No, that wasn't me. That was an
buffering.
Audio. Yeah, that was the audio file breaking.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, when you listen back,
damn,
that'll be
audio
fine.
Files, yeah.
To the people now, that'll sound like I held out my D, but I didn't.
Oh.
It's weird, isn't it?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yes, at Sapnin Pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can also check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/Sapnin, and give back to the podcast and help make it bigger and better than ever before with different exclusive tiers rewards. Make brand new friends in the community. And while we're talking about all this, we've got to say a massive thank you to not only all the names in the description of this podcast, but the elite members of the Patreon
yes.
who get a lovely shout out. Last week, I decided to do it, and it yep. all went a bit Pete Tong.
Bit Pete Tong.
Just like that sentence. So instead, Sean's back on duty.
Yeah. Simply the best. So, massive thank you to Dana Lasnova, Kylie Wheeler, John Price, Emma Barber, Janelle Caston, Liam Connolly, Nathan Croshaw, Paul Hirschfield, Kelly Young, Kelly Irwin, Scarlett Charlton, Drew Stiles, Nessa Smith, Katie Puttock, Mitch Perry, Jenny Munster, Emily Senegals, Becky Maloko, Martina McManus, Lucy Diaz, John and Emma, Caden Denudson, James Oakley, Sarah Jeffrey. Sarah Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I agree. Kieran, I'm a spunky boy. Marcy Jacobson, Shani Meyer Boxell Anderson, Jordan Burchard, Sharif Pimdadi Owadali, Craig Harris, Mike Cunningham, Mike Hunt.
What?
Still it. Kelly Cannon, Lydia Henderson, Amadine Urbano, Livy Cropper, Scott Jones, Amy Thomas, Stuart McNaught, who I saw in Bristol the other night, nice to see you, Jamie Bluer, Jenny Robertson, Tony Michael, Erin Howard, and Sarah's Butt Hat.
Pardon?
Last but not least, Sarah's Butt Hat, it says here. Who is that? Ricky McClurg, that
of
is.
Of course.
Ricky McClurg, Sarah's butt hat.
Of course.
So does that mean Sarah,
drawers.
Sarah from previous name, what was her daft name that she just had? Let me have a look. Sarah Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, James. And then we've at the bottom, we got Sarah's butt hat. So does that mean Ricky wears her as a hat?
I'd rather not
Sarah
get into
puts
this.
Her head into his buttocks. I don't know, but that is
send
weird.
Send your answers at Sappening yeah. Pod.
If you haven't got a clue what's going on, like me, check out at Sappening Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and that is it.
Yes. Again, thank you to all those lovely people for being a part of our Patreon. If you want to get involved, because you obviously do, patreon.com/Sappening, and you get to check out all the details for this secret meetup Christmas celebration that we will be doing.
Which I am now dreading. Because this went from, oh, this would be a good idea. Let's tell them that we're playing a gig and I'm DJing somewhere. And let's see if some of them will turn up. And now it's most of them are turning up. And they are on a rampage.
Yeah, it's gone from 0 to 10 very quickly.
I feel like the Insane Clown Posse Juggalos are now like a gang according to the FBI.
Okay.
I think it won't be long until the Sappening Podcast crew.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be a mother that day, I reckon.
You're going to have to be the godfather. Imagine we make a gang. Oh, do you know what? I'm fed up of doing this podcast every week. Can't we just make a gang and just become like some organised crime unit?
But then we could organise it through the podcast. Like, I don't...
Yeah, but we get listeners. Like, it's easy. Like, if I was the FBI, I'd go, oh, well, if we just check out this week's happening, we know what they're doing next week.
That's true. I don't know.
All right, anyway.
How we can do this. But yes, if you would like me to mother you, patreon.com/happening.
This is getting weird. It's getting if there's any sugar mamas out there, right,
yeah.
who would like to fund our lifestyles by meeting up with us, going on dates, I'll kiss you for a fee. It doesn't bother me. Get in touch at Sappening Pod. Or at Sappening Pod on Twitter and Instagram, or sappeningpodcast@gmail.com for serious sugar mama inquiries. Please put the subject sugar mama for Sean or for Morgan, depending on who you'd like. But Sean is desperately looking for a sugar mama, so get at him.
This is going very weird.
I'm prostituting myself. That's what's come to.
Oh, we were just openly saying this now, are we?
No, if the police listen, no. If Sting and the boys are listening,
oh, good.
No.
Okay. They've got a message in the bottle,
yeah,
anyway.
That's it. So next week's going to be our birthday celebration.
Yes, and do you know what? We've got a very, very, very special edition ready for you.
Yeah, we've got a good guest. I think we're going to be opening some presents we've been sent from Patreon
I like
members.
I like presents.
So,
yeah, it's going
to
be
a good celebration. So thank you to everyone who's stuck with us this far. It's crazy. It's almost being a year, and yeah, we're going to celebrate in style. But before we go, just to let us know that you've reached this far, because we have gone on a little bit, we're going to give you a word of the week, which we'd like you to include in any tweets at us, or put us in your Instagram stories. Share with your friends, families, their dogs, their neighbours, and everything dogs else in between. Sean, what is the word of the week?
My grandmother's name, Zephora. There you go.
Okay.
Spell it how you want. Zephora. It's a great name, and it's beautifully spelt. I don't know how many people are going to get it.
I have no idea.
Zephora. Oh, you're definitely not going to get it. I've seen some of your bloody spelling.
Well, my spelling's atrocious.
Great as a performance on this one. Anyway, that's it. Next week's our year anniversary. Jesus Woo! Christ, how? But yeah, it's a lovely chat next week with next week's guest, who's a beautiful human.
And one that you've all been asking for a lot. So yeah, we're going to deliver.
Yeah, thank you very much to everyone who's listened this far.
Sapnin!
Always got to go long. Sapnin.
Yeah, Sapnin. That's better, isn't it?
Sapnin.
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 It's not Sapnin now, is it? Well, someone's listening to this and they're like, oh, I'll just type in Sapnin now. Well, you're not going to find it. Anyway, bye!
Bye, Sapnin.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.